This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Heart and Stroke Foundation and the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition welcome government's announcement of the new school nutrition policy as government spends millions of dollars in the fight against NCDs. The Barbados Cancer Society Breast Screening Program reports an increase in the number of people getting screened. United Nations Secretary General concerned about suspected cases of cholera in Haiti. And the death toll continues to climb in Florida after the passing of Hurricane Ian. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. The Heart and Stroke Foundation and the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition have welcomed the government's recent announcement to implement a new national school nutrition policy. Program manager for the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition with the Heart and Stroke Foundation, Francine Charles, tells Starcom Network News the new policy is vital as too many young children are obese and government spends millions of dollars to treat non-communicable diseases.
Definitely to hear that after months, I think we started this process at a stakeholder level in 2020. And as you know, the Heart and Stroke Foundation and the Coalition have been advocating for the policy for some years now. So obviously this is a big day for us. The statistics have shown that one in three of our children is overweight and obese. But also at the national level, the data shows that we are losing $375 million a year through direct costs for treating non-communicable diseases, but also through loss of productivity, etc. So we have a major challenge. And I think starting with our children and making sure that they have a strong future and acknowledging their right to health is extremely critical.
Ms. Charles says the new policy will ensure children have access to healthier options in school.
Once we have that document, that will allow us to be able to explain and help parents, because it's not just knowing what the policy says, but they also need to know how. You know, how do we support the process? How do we take part? We obviously were part of the stakeholder process that led to the draft policy. That a key thing will be there will be changes in what our children have access to in terms of food and should have access to. And parents support that process by ensuring that we too now are looking at what do we buy for our children? What are some of the alternatives? What are some of the better foods and drinks that we can ensure our children have? And we hope that the schools now will also ensure that in the canteens and in the vending environment, that these types of food and drinks are also available, because it would obviously be counterproductive if we're still allowing a lot of unhealthy foods and beverages to be sold.
Program manager for the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition with the Heart and Stroke Foundation, Francine Charles. Medical coordinator of the Barbados Cancer Society Breast Screening Program, Dr. Shirley Jagrew, is pleased with the number of people coming forward now to be screened for breast cancer. This is close to 200 new breast cancer cases in 2020 were recorded and over 100 deaths. Dr. Jagrew's comments came as thousands of people attended the CIBC's Walk for a Cure over the weekend. She said this heightened awareness has forced people to get screened earlier and reduced the number of people coming forward with stage 4 cancer.
We have actually realized that this has made a difference to people coming to have themselves checked. The awareness has encouraged them to come and be screened. Before this program started, when they were diagnosed, they were stage 4. And with stage 4, your prognosis, 5-year survival, is something like 10 to 15%. Compared with what we have now, clients come with stage 0 to 2. There's a majority of the ones we see at the breast screening program, and they have a 5-year survival of almost 99%. And that's what we want, to see patients with stage 0, and that will give them a 5-year survival of 99 to 100% sometimes. And that's when we want to see the patients. We don't want to see you at stage 4.
That's medical coordinator of the Barbados Cancer Society's breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagrew. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw is concerned about the lack of parent involvement in children's education. Speaking during the opening ceremony for Education Month, Dr. Archer Bradshaw stated that the ministry is putting initiatives in place to improve the education system for the betterment of children, but the low parental involvement remains a threat. She says there's a need for parents to instill values and lend support so that children will receive maximum benefits. The chief education officer announced that they will be partnering with the Ministry of People Empowerment and Paradox, as well as other support groups, to address the lack of parental involvement. The Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security began a workshop aimed at reviving the local papaya production. Speaking during the opening ceremony of a workshop focused on capacity building in papaya or papaw production, Acting Chief Agricultural Officer Michael James said that Barbados has seen a decline in production over the last few years.
Remember during the 80s and 90s, Steve, you remember quite well, papaws was growing all over the country. And we were almost self-sufficient. We didn't require any import. So we have gone from that to 2019, we had a decrease, precipitous decrease, right? In that we are now importing some 42,000 kilograms is in 2019 worth $225,427. And people might scoff at that and say, well, that's a lot of money. But for farmers, that can fill a little hole.
He believes that reviving the local papaw industry is vital to reaching the goal of reducing the local import food import bill by 25% by 2025.
This whole papaw problem, or the decline in papaw, really came about with the entrance of a disease called papaya manchita. And that caused a precipitous decline in the papaw. And if we are to achieve this 25% by 25 reduction in food import, this is one of the areas, I guess, or know that we can get into. And to get this done, we would like to thank our organizations, FAO, ICA, and CARDI, for coming together, because the ministry cannot do it alone.
Acting Chief Agricultural Officer Michael James. Meantime, the sub-regional coordinator of the Food and Agriculture Organization calls for more affordable food in the Caribbean. Dr. Renata Clark says that a more reliable food system of production and delivery in the region is required to make food more affordable.
Between March and August, a lot more people consider themselves to be moderately food insecure. And they reported their experience of shopping to be that prices are much higher. At the same time, the FAO Global Food Price Index has shown that at an international level, even though the food price index is still 10% higher than the same time last year, that it has been steadily dropping since March. So something is happening generally internationally that are bringing food prices slowly back down. But here in the Caribbean, we are still experiencing increasing food prices.
That's sub-regional coordinator for the Food and Agriculture Organization, Dr. Renata Clark. With a rise in Jamaican-related gang activities in Turks and Caicos Islands, the territory's governor, Nigel Dakin, is appealing for support from the Jamaican government to bring the situation under control. Governor Dakin reported that there had been a dramatic change in the security situation in the territory in September, with the emergence of threats that have been linked to major attacks associated with terrorism, pointing directly to Jamaican gangs and serious transnational crime. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday said he's deeply concerned about the health and safety of people in Haiti following the confirmation of two positive cases of cholera and multiple suspected cases in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He said the United Nations is ready to deploy emergency response teams to support affected communities as soon as it's safe to access and they're assured, as safe access is assured and fuel supplies are unblocked. Finally, the death toll from Hurricane Ian has risen to over 90 in Florida as rescue personnel continue to search for survivors. Officials in Florida have come under fire as critics allege residents in some hard-hit areas did not receive enough advance warning to evacuate. At least half of the deaths recorded so far are in Lee County, where Ian made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. President Joe Biden is expected to visit Florida tomorrow. Recapping the headlines. The Heart and Stroke Foundation and the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition welcome government's announcement of the new school nutrition policy. The Barbados Cancer Society Breast Screening Program reports an increase in the number of people getting screened for cancer. United Nations Secretary General concerned about the suspected cases of cholera in Haiti. And the death toll continues to rise in Florida after Hurricane Ian. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCN Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Remember, you can listen to the latest or catch up on your news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You can also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.